come on and praise Him this morning. Amen. That's the greatest testimony we could ever have. Is to love Him more than anything. Amen. But when you make that commitment, don't think for one second that you're not going to be tried as like unto a fire. Amen. If you got your Bibles, open up Matthew the 9th chapter. Open them up to the 20th verse. I forget, I think Reverend Graham ministered on this and several other folks, but I was at therapy this week. And I was listening to some of the people that were there at therapy, and I was listening to them talk. And they were talking about their sicknesses and their diseases. I think they feel like when they go to therapy, that's what they're there to do, is talk about their sicknesses and their diseases. Well, I take a pair of headsets now because I don't want to hear about it.
That's right. Amen. Amen. That's right.
Amen. I want to hear about the goodness and the mercy and the graciousness of God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. There was a woman in the Bible. It don't say her name. If she hadn't did what she did, she wouldn't have even been mentioned.
Right. Right.
But there are things that we do when we touch God that gets us mentioned.
Amen.
Amen. I want to be mentioned.
Amen.
I want to be mentioned for the kingdom of God.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
In the 20th verse, it reads, "And behold, a woman." Not a special woman, just an ordinary woman, which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years, came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, she said, all I got to do is just touch him. He don't have to speak over me. He don't have to lay hands on me. He don't have to prophesy on me. I just want to touch
him.
Amen. Amen. We have to have a desire to touch Jesus. I shall be whole.
Amen.
She didn't say I shall be made whole, which is an ongoing experience.
Right.
She said I shall be whole. Well, glory to God. But Jesus turned about, and when he saw her, he said, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole." And the woman was made whole from that hour. Go to the 14th chapter of the same book. 14 and 38. Y'all just looking. And when they were gone over, they came into the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place had knowledge of him, they sent out into all the country round about and brought unto him all that were diseased, and besought him that they might only do what?
Touch.
Touch.
Come on now.
Look at your neighbor and say, touch. Look at somebody else and just say, touch. That's a key word. That's a very key word. The hem of his garment. And as many as touched were made perfectly, perfectly whole. I'm going to give God some praise. Not going to keep you long, but I'm going to keep you.
All right.
Let's look at this. And behold, I like the way the author of this book puts it. He says, "And behold," because he wants you to know that there are special circumstances that are taking place here. He says, "Behold," or "perceive." Sometimes you can't look at everything in the natural. You have to look at things supernatural. Because if you spend all your life looking at things in the natural, you're not going anywhere.
Amen.
Because so many things that we see and hear want to touch us and discourage us and to break us down and make us think that God ain't there for us and nobody else is there for us. But I come to the conclusion, First Lady, but if God is on my side, and that's just something you have to know from your inward being. You can't tell me that God is for me. I didn't listen to you, but that's something I have to know, an experience that I have to have deep within to know that God is for me. And behold, a woman, just a regular woman, was diseased. The word disease in the Greek means she suffered. My Lord, there are times I don't have any diseases, but I suffer. Y'all don't hear me this morning. I suffer because I can't get bills paid.
Come on, Pastor.
All right.
Amen. Sometimes I suffer, Brother John, because I get tired of people.
That's right. Amen. Keep it real.
But I suffer. But you can't, you got to do like she did. You can't allow it to separate you from your goal.
Yes. Amen.
Well, what we fail to realize is that this woman already had her mind made up. You have to have a made up mind.
Amen.
You can't be double minded. You have to be steadfast and immovable and abound or increasing in the word of the Lord.
Amen.
She was steadfast.
Yes.
She had made up in her mind.
Yes.
I got to see him.
Amen.
And when you make up in your mind you got to see him, you got to make up in your mind that you're not going to let anything stop you from seeing him. There were two women in the Bible who in the New Testament that received healings. The other woman, it says that she was in a crowd of people. It doesn't mention crowd here. It doesn't tell you whether it was a crowd or not. I'd like to believe there was a crowd, but there wasn't a crowd.
Right.
How many of you understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
I'd like to believe that there was a crowd of people around Jesus, because there's nowhere Jesus went that there wasn't a crowd of people.
Amen.
So there was a crowd, but there wasn't a crowd. Because her mind was made up.
Amen.
Ooh, Lord Jesus, touch me.
Yes.
It says, with an issue of blood. We know the issue of blood means hemorrhage. Well, my Lord, I hemorrhage all the time. Hemorrhage is the breakdown or release of blood in your body that's not supposed to be leaking. I'm trying to put it easily for you. But it's leaking. There are situations in my life, in the past, the present, and I'm sure going to be in the future, where at times I will hemorrhage. I will break down inwardly because trouble finds me. Tribulation seeks me out. Sickness tries to overwhelm me. So I will hemorrhage. There's different types of hemorrhage.
Yes, it is.
You can have a brain hemorrhage. I have those too. I have brain hemorrhages. Where at times I absolutely forget where I'm going.
Amen.
Well, I'll be talking to the First Lady and she'll say, what'd you say about her? I have absolutely no earthly idea. I know what I thought I knew what I was intending to say, but I got distracted. She was not going to be distracted.
That's right.
An issue of blood, she was hemorrhaging for 12 years. The number 12 represents, the numbers in the Bible represent a whole lot. The number 12 represents government, divine government, or government which is being perfected or matured. She had this issue for 12 long years. That seemed like it's forever, don't it? 12 long years she had this issue in her body. But she said, I'm going to get mine today.
Man.
You got to make up your mind. You're going to get yours.
Amen.
My Lord, I'm going to get mine.
Amen.
I went to a friend of mine's, they were in revival. I went to their church service. think it was Friday night. And I made up in my mind when I got there, I was going to get mine.
Yeah,
man. Amen. And the enemy tried not to let me get mine.
Yeah.
All right, y'all don't hear me.
Yeah.
When you know the difference between right and wrong,
come on,
and you see wrong,
yeah,
you hemorrhage.
Yeah.
I'm not being, I'm down to earth, right?
Yeah.
Yes, mother. She made up in her mind. She crept up behind him. I like the word crept. She crept up behind him and she did what? She touched. She touched. The word touch in the Greek means to assemble yourself as or become a part of or be like. Touch him. You better touch Jesus.
Amen.
And you better learn to touch him on your own.
Yeah.
Don't depend on me or no other pastor, preacher, teacher, apostle, or prophet. You better learn to touch Jesus for yourself.
Amen.
And stop depending on men and women of God to give you what you need to get what you need from God.
Amen.
What folks fail to realize is that I gotta get up and put my pants on the same way you do.
Amen.
I gotta tie my shoes, so if I can't bend over, I get first leg time. I'm hemorrhaging.
Amen.
No. And the Bible says, "Don't not leave or trust in the arm of flesh, but you better touch Jesus."
Amen.
She touched the hem of his garment. Now, there's two scenarios about this. You can believe and pray about which one you want to believe. The first one that I've heard since I've been in the church is that she touched the hem of his garment, and the hem of his garment was at the bottom of his gown or his robe. Now, if that is true, that meant she had to be on her knees. You can't touch him if you don't have a prayer life.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. You've got to have a prayer life in order to touch him.
Come on now.
You can't become part of him like him if you don't have a prayer life.
Right. Amen.
Stop depending on other people to do your prayer.
Amen.
And start praying for yourself.
Amen.
And in the other scenario, if you know anything about the robes of that day, and what it talks about, when it talks about the hem of his garment, it's talking about the fringes and the tassels that were on the robe.
Right.
Well, nobody knows exactly what type of robe Jesus had on, but there are robes that some of the Jewish synagogues they wear that have tassels on the top of the robe. So it's a possibility that she was standing up trying to make y'all study.
Okay. Amen.
All right.
Possibility she was standing up when she touched the hem of his garment.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't matter whether she was laying on her face or standing up. She touched him.
Amen.
That means you can pray anywhere.
Yeah.
All right. Come on.
I used to hear folks brag to Diane, "I got my prayer closet." Well, my prayer closet, wherever it is. I don't know about you, but there's been lots of times, my brother, I've been riding down the 7 mile. And got cut off and began to hemorrhage. Because my blood began to boil. And I had to pray. I had to bind up some stuff. Not in them. But in me,
amen.
Lord, I bind this flesh. I take authority over attitude,
amen.
Anger.
Amen.
I was hemorrhaging, Pastor. I had an issue of blood.
Yeah.
I had to touch his hem of his garment.
Yeah.
But I like this part, for she said. Look at somebody and say, she said.
She said.
Preacher didn't tell it. Jesus didn't tell it. The apostles didn't tell it. She didn't learn it from her mama or her dad or her brothers and her sisters. She said.
Yes.
Lord Jesus.
God has given us all that measure of faith, and if you use it correctly,
yes,
it'll bless you.
Yes.
It'll get you blessed,
amen,
and it'll keep you blessed.
Amen.
She said, she said. Oh my God. And if you research the words, you find out that the original writings are different than what we see a lot of times in the Bible. So if you really want to know what the Bible is saying, you have to know what the original writings are saying.
Right.
It says, when it says she said, the translation in the original Greek says she kept saying.
Yeah.
That means it didn't matter how many folks was out there, she kept saying, Sister Nancy.
All right.
Didn't matter how bad she felt in her body, she kept saying.
Yeah. Amen.
Okay. How discouraged she might have been, she kept saying.
Yeah.
What? You got to keep confessing.
Come on.
Yeah.
Right.
And saying.
Yeah.
Regardless of how you feel.
That's right. That's
what
right.
folks say about you.
That's right.
What they
That's
think right. about you.
Yeah.
Listen to this. What you think about yourself.
Yeah.
You got to keep saying.
Yeah.
I got the touch.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The heaven is God.
Amen.
Come on,
Lord. Sometimes you have to persevere and touch that him.
Yes.
You have to fight the good fight of faith.
Amen.
She said, and she kept saying within herself. The word of God tells us to meditate upon the word of God.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure at this time, this woman didn't have any word in her, as the Bible states, but she had a word.
Yeah, come on.
She had a word from the Lord. And she encouraged herself.
Yeah.
And she kept saying within herself.
Yeah.
She convinced herself.
Yeah. Yeah.
She persuaded herself.
Yeah. Yeah.
She pressed herself.
Yeah.
Bro.
Stop waiting on God to do everything for you.
Amen. Yeah.
Do something yourself.
Yes.
You got the press.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Right. If I may, I know there's going to be obstacles. I know I'm going to have the battle thoughts in my mind.
That's right.
Not talking about the crowd that I know was around Jesus at the time. If I can get through them. But my focus is on Jesus.
Yeah.
Baby, you can get through some stuff when your focus is on Jesus. Ask me how I know. Trouble don't last always. But it depends on your disposition and how you see the situation. I have to live by faith because I stay in trouble. Trouble invites me in. Well, John, I don't have common sense to say, no, that's all right. I look at it and go, hey, that's a good idea. How many here have said, that's a good idea?
Yeah.
Until you got in the middle of it.
Yeah.
And found out the idea was only good for the person. I'll leave that alone. Don't be wandering. She said within herself, she kept saying that if I'm going to convince me, I'm persuading me that all I got to do is touch, is become a part of this man, and I can get what he's got. Now, I done heard that he's healing folks. I done heard folks getting delivered. I done heard folks' lives are being changed and redirected because of the words that are flowing out of his mouth. But I got an idea that if I can just touch him. Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
All I got to do is touch you, Jesus. She said, I shall speaks of determination.
Yeah.
Means that it's a continuance made whole.
Yeah.
Saved, healed, which is a Hebrewism for saving health. Meaning that She had made up in her mind, Sister Debbie, that if she touched him, or she became a part with him, or she assembled herself with him, she was going to get what she had need of, and that was going to get her flesh healed.
Yeah.
But what she said is, when she's talking about whole, whole speaks of being supernaturally delivered, spiritually, physically, and financially. I'm going to be made whole. I'm going to be able to get up. I'm going to be able to do the things I need to do. I'm going to have the money to do the things I want to buy. And I'm going to have a spiritual insight.
Come on now.
And knowing this rascal trying to sneak back up on me.
Say that.
I want to be made whole. I want to be whole.
Amen.
Amen. I want to be whole. But I understand there's only one way I can be whole.
Come on. Say it.
And that's to touch him.
Yes.
I like it talks about the hem of his garment because that garment is a part. What did Paul do? Paul cut up his clothes and sent them out so and people believed that they would be healed. Well, if they didn't believe,
that's right. Amen. Look.
Let's touch on faith here. How many people still got the little one little prayer cloths? Pastor, I used to pass out.
Amen.
Why do you have it? Because you believe what
right.
it said
yes.
pertaining to
yes.
it.
Right. Right.
If you didn't believe it, you wouldn't have it.
Right.
And if you lost it, you'd be seeking to get you another one. It's not the item that has the power, but the power is in the mind and in the spirit. Her power was in her. She took that measure of faith and turned it into something supernatural. I'm going to get mine today. I don't care how many folks out there, but I'm going to get through this. I don't care how bad I have to crawl. I'm going to get mine. I learned that the hard way. You don't have to learn that regardless of where you were, you got to get what God has for you.
Amen.
Don't you believe that God will come down and sit on your lap and say, here you go. If he does, call me up. I don't care what hour to call me up because I want, I'm going to come to your house. And I'm going to sit on your lap next to you. I want to hear what he got to say. I'm about to close. Y'all playing too much. What did they say at the gate? Silver and gold have I, but such as I have, I give it unto thee. So you ask yourself, if somebody touched the hem of your garment, what they gonna get? That sounds like the message taking a turn on me. What are they going to get? Are they going to receive light? Or are they going to get a bellyache? Or a headache? I don't know about you, but I done touched some folks' garments with these, and all I got was a headache.
Yeah. Right. Amen.
Ask me if I learned from it. No. Thank you. Y'all playing. Jesus realized somebody touched him. You know, here he go. Somebody then touch me again.
Yeah.
He didn't know that she'd been touched because she grabbed his garment. She just touched his garment.
Yes.
But he felt something leave his person.
Yes.
He felt the anointing. The mercy. The grace. Leave him. I want to feel some mercy and some grace leave me if somebody touched me. Instead of a bunch of bellyaching, complaining, whining. Oh, woe is me. I'm so thrilled to wake up this morning. Go back to sleep. Try it again. I used to hear him say this all the time. A bad day on the golf course is better than a good day at work. That means you can go play golf and play horribly and still be happy.
Yes.
How come we can't go through our kind of hell and still be happy?
Right.
All right. You might as well. it ain't gonna leave you no quicker. Jesus said, are you talking about? He said, oh my God. Then he saw her. The word saw means he perceived. He intervened into her spirit. And he saw her. And he saw that what she got, she'd been delivered.
Yeah.
He said, daughter, be of good comfort.
Yeah.
He was telling her to be encouraged. Be encouraged. Because so what Jesus understood that she hadn't understood yet was that the moment she got what she came for, there was going to be a battle in her flesh to tell her that she really didn't get it.
Yeah.
How many folks been healed of something and then all of a sudden a little twitch happened and you thinking, here I go again.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And it's not really that. God that delivered you of some kind of heart disease, or you done had 90 quad pad surgery, something like that, quadruple surgery on your heart, and you feeling great, and then all of a sudden you feel a twinge, oh Lord Jesus, not thinking that you shouldn't have been eating what you ate.
All
right. Might have a lot to do with it. I start weighing that kind of stuff out. Maybe it's something I ate.
Amen.
Jesus said, somebody touch me. But be of good cheer. Be of good courage, my daughter. Have courage. Thy, your faith. Not mine. Stop living off somebody else's faith. I got friends that send all their money all over the country and then run to their pastor and want him to lay hands and intervene and counsel him. I said, why don't you go to California? That's where you're sending your money. If you're sending your money, then you ought to go get something from him. He owes you. The woman understood, this is where I got to get mine. He said, thy faith, your faith, your measure of faith that made you whole. And it was from that hour. And the word made, that means to deliver, but it has another meaning too. It also means to protect. If I touch the hem of Jesus' garment, he going to protect me too. He going to keep me. The word of God says we've been kept by the power of God. The word power is translated, the love of God will keep us, protect us, provide for us, deliver us. I'm trying to be whole. I understand I got to touch you. From that hour, I got to confess. My confession has got to be sure and positive and intelligent enough to understand that if I touch him, if I can touch him, whatever I have need of, I'm going to get it. Go to the 14th chapter real quick. Same book, 14th chapter. Verse 34. And when they were gone over, they came into the land of Gennesaret. Something like that. Listen to this. And when the men of that place had knowledge, they had knowledge. The knowledge came from what? Perception. They have perception. When you're hurting, when you're down, when you're discouraged, you have a different type of perception. Don't wait till you need him to call on him. You better start calling on him now.
Amen.
When the men of that place had knowledge of him, they sent out into the country round about. Now these are people, they don't think nothing wrong with them. But they're sending out. They're sending folks out to bring in the lame, the sick, the discouraged, the brokenhearted. They're sending them out to bring them in. Yeah. Why? Because if I be lifted up, draw all men unto me.
Yeah.
If you lift him up in your life, life, regardless of what you're going through, even though you may be hemorrhaging, you still give God praise. You may be hemorrhaging, you still acknowledge that He's still the great I am. You may be hemorrhaging, going through spiritual, physical, or financial, but you can still acknowledge Him by, Lord, I'm going to praise you anyway. I'm going to glorify you anyway. I'm not going to let this problem separate me from my worship and my praise, because I understand the knowledge that I receive that you'll inhabit my praise. And when I praise you with a pure and a sincere heart, I get what I need. And they brought unto Him all that were diseased. When I came to this church, I was diseased. That's Brother Andy. I was diseased. Still have a few spots and wrinkles going on in it, but I was heavily diseased. And I needed deliverance. But I wouldn't acknowledge that I needed deliverance.
Amen.
Because I thought I was bigger than that. And besought Him that they might only touch Him. They looked, they said, please, please get us to Him. You better do what you can to get to Jesus.
Right.
And I'm going to be honest with you. He ain't in this building. No, you didn't think He was in this building, did you? I hate to bust your balloon. He came in when you came in.
Amen.
Wherever you go, He's with you.
That's right. That's right.
That's how she was able to pray and talk to herself from within. Convince herself, persuade herself. Amen. All I got to do is touch. You got to touch Him,
yeah?
I got to get to Jesus. I got to get to Jesus because He is the author and the finisher of my faith.
That's right.
I got to get to Him. I'm not going to let you stop me from reaching Him.
That's right.
I'm not going to let me stop me from reaching Him.
That's right.
And besought Him that they might only touch the hem of His garment, and as many as touched were made perfectly.
Oh.
Say that again. Perfectly.
Oh.
The word perfect there doesn't mean that they were without spot or wrinkle. The word perfect there means that they became mature in their spirits enough to understand that all they had to do was depend on Jesus.
Amen.
Church still full of babies.
Right.
Amen. We think we have to depend on our pastors and apostles and prophets and teachers and evangelists to get what we need from God. You better grow up.
Amen.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you.
A lot of preachers in this church.
Thank you.
Amen. Depend on Him. Trust Him.
Hey, my people, I will say unto you this day, is anything too hard for me, saith the Lord? And I will say unto you, if you just reach out by faith and touch me, and I shall meet your every need. Did I not say, if you have faith as a seed of a mustard seed? And I will say unto you, my children, praise me, reach out to me, as the woman in the Bible, in my word, has reached out and touched my garment. She touched me by her faith. And I will say unto you, I will do the impossible for you. That saith the Lord.
Amen. There's one difference between these people and the woman. She was looking for complete wholeness. The type of deliverance these guys were looking for was just for their bodies. Sometimes we just want to get our bodies healed.
Yeah.
We get sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Yeah.
Lord, just touch my body.
Yeah.
I found out how to get Him to touch you.
Yeah.
Just do what I'm going to do anyway.
Amen.
Right.
Don't tell me what I can't do. You're going to make me kill myself trying to do it. Because my faith tells me I can do all things through Christ Jesus that has strengthened me.
That's right. That's right.
And my biggest problem, right up here between these ears, is my biggest problem. Stinking thinking. I talk myself out of the manifold blessing of God. But I want to be healed. Amen. It talks about being healed here. It means they were saved throughout. It was talking about their hope. They were interested in bodily saving. And that's what they got. Make sure you're specific when you go to God. Lord, I'm not sure about what I want. You know, just do it. Okay. How's that been working for you? You better know what you want from God, and you got to press your way into it. And don't be asking God for no foolish stuff. I didn't ask God for some foolish stuff. And you know what he did? He gave it to me.
Amen.
He sure gave it to me. And I'm still paying for it up here. And down there, everywhere else. Because scripture says, be not deceived, God's not mocked.
Right.
Don't think you're going to sow it and ain't going to get it back.
Right.
I'm going to touch the hem of his garment. I already know in my mind, in my heart, that I'm going to get what I need. I'm going to be made whole.
Amen.
And I already know that what I need from God, I'm going to get.
Yes, right.
I'm one of them type of people that if you pray for me once, I'm not going to let you pray for me again for the same situation. Because I believe the prayer worked the first time. It might not have manifested itself yet, but in my spirit, I still am looking for it to happen. I have expectation of it happening.
Amen.
I've prayed for a lot of folks in the last 25 years. And most folks that I pray for come get prayer for the same thing. I want to tell them, you need to go see a doctor, not a preacher. Seeing that you don't have the faith to believe. He said,
your faith
that made you whole.
Lord Jesus.
Y'all don't hear me this morning. Your faith this afternoon. Your faith. So, in the midst of hemorrhaging, I'm giving up some praise. I'm not going to lie to you. I never got to where they were, the apostles were, when they would say, Lord, I thank you that I'm going through all this trouble. I ain't got there yet. I'm working on that one. I ain't got enough God in me yet to say, Lord, I thank you that I'm hemorrhaging. Lord, I praise you that I got cancer. I ain't got that. But I'll tell you where I have gotten to.
Yeah.
Father, I may have it, but it don't belong to me. So I'm going to release it. Because I know that by faith, I can have what I need. And if I act like I got what I need, then you will bring it to pass that I'll get what I want. All I got to do is stand. Therefore, standing and that stood. Put on the helmet of and the breastplate of and take unto you the sword of and have your feet shod with the preparation of and run this race.
For having I said my people will call upon my name, I will hear thee and I will rescue thee. Only if thou wilt seek after me, follow me, look for me, Follow me in all thy ways. Lead not to thy own understanding. I shall direct thy path. I'm looking for people that will be a willing, yielding vessel, that will follow me, that will call for my guidance and understand my ways. I'm looking for you with a people, that will do what I ordained for them to do in this here earth. So be not dismayed. Be not discouraged. Call upon me and I will be with thee, saith God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's the power we have. We lean to our own understanding. She didn't lean to her understanding, Brother Andy. She leaned on her faith. Jesus didn't say it was your understanding that got you healed of your hemorrhage, but it was your faith that got you healed. Sometimes you got to stir yourself up with those holy prayers. You got to invite yourself into the throne room of God. You got to visit him on a daily basis. You can't go when things are going good. You got to go daily. Lord God, I feel great today. I'm coming to see you. Lord, I'm not feeling good today. I'm coming to see you. Oh, you know what? I got a better idea. Why don't you just invest yourself in me? That way I don't have to look for you. I already know where you are. In the last 5 years, there have been times I've hemorrhaged so bad I didn't want to live anymore.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
And this was while I was already saved, preaching the gospel.
Yes.
Trust in God.
Yes.
Believe in God for miracles and deliverance. I still went through that hemorrhaging stage.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Right.
Amen.
But you know what I found out?
Come on.
If you touch the hem of his garment, the kingdom of God will open up doors and allow people to come in your life that will influence you in a positive way. God works through many different facets of life. And you have to be open to them. But you only can be open to them if you got that word, that scripture. If you're reading and studying the word of God. You waiting on God to come sit down and talk to you, and you don't read his Bible?
Come on.
You're going to hear everything but God.
Amen.
But if you're not studying, you're not going to know it's not God. It's going to sound just like him.
Should.
Because you know that old boy in us, Adamic nature, he think he God anyway.
Thank you.
That's why he didn't want to stay in the garden. You gonna tell me where I can stay? Don't get me started on him. Stop hemorrhaging. Don't depend on me. Don't depend on somebody else. Depend on your faith and trust in your faith in God to stop your hemorrhaging.
Amen.
Amen. When you hemorrhage, you are miserable. Especially when it don't see, you see no way out. I've learned through my trials and through the tribulation and circumstances of my life, whether I created it myself or it just dropped in my lap, to keep my faith in God.
Amen.
Amen.
And trust him. Not for what he already did, but for what I know he's about to do.
Amen.
Let's use a little common sense. Ask yourself. I'm done. Ask yourself. Do you think that lady would have went out there and did what she had to do if she didn't have no doubt that she was going to get what she went for. Sometimes you get tired.
Yeah.
I'm sick of this sickness, this disease. Jesus in town?
Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
Bye,
children. By husband, by wife, by friends,
yes.
Even enemies.
Right.
I got to get to Jesus.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. See, folks think this is a joke.
Right. Yeah.
They think it's a joke because we worship an invisible God.
Come on now.
Tell right.
But it's about the all.
Yeah.
Lord, have mercy, Jesus.
He called you on that.
Oh, for I am the invisible God.
Yeah.
I am the invisible power.
Yeah.
And my power come forth from on high to move at my will. Do ye not see the wind blow? Ye feel it, but ye cannot see it. But ye see the effects when I blow the leaves and I blow the grass and I blow the leaves in the trees. That is my power. Thinking not strange concerning your fiery trial, but I am moving in the midst of your trial. Ye cannot see it, but I am there. And I am there to help you overcome all things by my great power. I am the great God. I am the maker of all things. I made from the great to the small. The planets and the galaxies are mine by my handiwork. Even down to the atoms that you cannot see. I formed them and I created them and I pressed them together and they move at my beck and my call. All problems can move at my beck and call. Just continue to believe me. I, the maker of all things, am your God and your Father, and I am your Savior and I am your deliverer. Continue to believe me. Have faith in me. And even as I touch that woman, I shall touch thee. For I am a God of no respect. I made all, and all belong to me. So believe me, and ye shall see my manifestation, saith the Lord God.
Speaking of revelation, stop looking for the day of revelation and realize you're already living in the book of Revelation. You are already living in it. That's why only what you do for Christ is going to last. So make sure you do the right thing. Regardless of what you think, do the right thing.
That's right. That's
regardless
right.
Of how you feel, do the right thing.
Amen.
And if you got to sit back and talk to yourself about it and think on these things, you just do that. But you got to do the right thing. Doing the right thing ain't gonna make everybody happy around you and in your life. It ain't even gonna make you happy because a lot of times it's gonna make you feel like you done missed or you done messed up or you're soft or you're weak, but you're not. Doing the right thing brings forth the blessings of God into your life. If you have the energy, start doing the right thing. Everybody stay. Hey, my God.
Yes. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.